So, Jake, what with the passage of this bill, what changes, if any, will we see going into next school year?
So the main thing that does expire as of June 30th is the program that was put in place to during the pandemic, and that was where essentially all students, regardless of their free and reduced status, were had the ability to eat for free. And so we were able to receive reimbursement on all those students. So what has happened is they have passed this, the U.S. House and Senate have passed to keep the Kids Fed Act in place. And so what that does, that extends the meal waivers through the summer, which we are providing those here within Mount Hope Public Schools. And then it works to keep the students fed through 22-23. And so basically what that means to Mountain Home Public Schools is that our schools will get a higher reimbursement rate, and then we will also get some meal pattern flexibility. So basically what that means is, you know, it should help with offsetting some of the costs that do have to be charged for those lunches.
So going into next school year then, we can expect the school to start charging for lunches once again. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Do we have any idea at this point, will they be returned to the prices they were before, or will they be lower or higher? Do we know?
That hasn't been established for us yet. That should be established here in the month of July. Of course, you know, the food costs that are being passed on to the school district through our providers, you know, have definitely increased. But what we're going to do is we're going to input the formula for the reimbursement to make sure that those costs stay at a minimum for our families. As with, you know, a couple of things that we got out of the habit of the past couple of years are filling out that paperwork in which we're required to, you know, have for students there or families that qualify for free and reduced lunch. So it will be very important that that families provide that paperwork so that we can get them plugged into the appropriate status.
We weren't sure up until this week what was going to happen with this. I mean, there was a chance that all the funding was going to go away. Is that right?
That is true, and so, of course, there were, you know, a lot of it. You know, this bill was debated, like you said, all the way into last week, and so the school's having some support to make sure that we keep the cost to a minimum to our families. You know, is definitely a good thing.
Anything else we need to mention about this, Jake?
No, but just as new information is provided and given to us, we will pass that on to the families.
All right, Jake, we appreciate you being with us.
All right, thank you, sir.